What about if you have a little boy and his name is John, but instead of John you call him Buster? What do you call
names
like that?
Nickname.
Okay. Any other ways of saying nicknames? No.
No, I don't think so.
Okay, something on wheels that you put a baby in and a ladder.
Is a carriage, stroller.
If you put the baby in the carriage and take him for a walk, you do what to the carriage?
Push the carriage.
Talking about your sons or your children and describing them from maybe a chronological age or maybe emotional maturity, you might say, well, which one is the oldest?
The daughter is married.
Okay, you might say then she is
the older of the three.
Okay. What about the most mature? Is that still the same child? And for the sake of our discussion here, it would be convenient if you say, well, so-and-so is the oldest, but somebody else is more mature.
Well, you could say that.
How would you say that? And just make up a name if you don't have a child that fits. Mary is the...
You could very easily say Mary is the oldest, but Susan is more mature.
Okay.
I mean, you know, because...
Okay, and your children are your sons and your...
Daughters.
And your children are boys and...
Girls.
You might have one boy and one...
Girl.
And if a woman is going to have a child, you say she's...
She is pregnant.
And do you you remember any old...
Or carrying a child, or with a child.
Okay. Any
other... I'm trying to think. They used to didn't say pregnant. They didn't dare say that. What did they say?
That in family way.
Yes, I've heard that. I've heard in the family way. And,
What about a woman who helps deliver a baby if you don't have a doctor?
Midwife.
Are there any around here?
Yes, they are.
Black.
Now
they're licensed, I understand.
Right now, in fact, of that, I'd say about 3 or 4 months ago, we had two midwives that came, two white girls that worked with our doctors in America as midwives, licensed midwives, and actually one of them delivered my grandbaby.
Well, honey.
And they worked with our, two of the most outstanding doctors, and really everybody has reported very good reports on them that's had them. One thing about them, they're not so busy with so many other things that they can really be with the mother and stay with them, and really it's proving out to be very successful.
Sure.
Everybody just loves Ann and Maureen because of course the doctor knew that they were there in labor and everything, and if that midwife had ran into any trouble whatsoever, she was supposed to contact that doctor immediately, and he was supposed to be there.
Okay, and if a boy and his father have the same appearance, you might say the boy
favors his father, or looks like his father.
And if a mother has looked after three children until they're grown up, you say she has three children. She has
reared three children.
And if somebody has been naughty, you might say, oh, you're going to get a
whipping.
And if Bob is 5 inches taller this year, you might say Bob has
grown.
What?
He has grown 5 inches.
You might say to him, you certainly have
grown.
And a child that's born to an unmarried woman is a... are the words for saying that, maybe nice society words or just plain statement of the fact, a child that is, who does not have a father legally.
Out of wedlock, born out of wedlock.
Okay.